It started earlier this summer. Sunspots flickered, solar flares arched out into space, and a ripple of changing current made its way past Pluto to the outer reaches of our solar system. Now, months later, it appears another 11-year solar cycle is ready to peak, completely reversing the sun's magnetic field.
This is exciting because, you know, this is kind of a probe into the internal workings of the sun, which is actually really hard for us to get a handle on.
That's Seth Redfield. He teaches astronomy at Wesleyan University. Scientists still don't fully understand why the sun changes polarity, so each 11-year event is a precious opportunity to collect data and lots of pictures.
You've probably seen beautiful images of the sun where you have these artful magnetic loops that are coming off, and you have a flare, and it just looks amazing.
This solar cycle, called Cycle 24, has been pretty low-key. That's good news for satellites in the electric grid, which can get fussy when the Earth's magnetic field gets bombarded by solar radiation.
We should not be alarmed by this at all. This is just kind of what the sun does.
One other interesting note, the sun's hemispheres are shifting polarity at different rates. The northern hemisphere flipped earlier this summer. The southern hemisphere could reverse itself any day now. In the meantime, scientists will be glued to their computers. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.